Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, the North Carolina Symphony, the Town of Cary. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. UNC, January 30th. WSN Series and Music on the Hill, Emerging Artists Series, Andrew Tyson, prize-winning pianist and 2010 graduate of Curtis, appears in recital. Music of Berg, Bach, and Brahms. $15 general admission, $10 for UNC students, faculty, and staff. For information and tickets, call 919-962-1039. This event is at 3 p.m., January 30th, Hill Hall Auditorium. February 1st, faculty recital, Edwin Riley Clarinet, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. February 6th, faculty chamber recital, Music of the Viennese Baroque, 7:30 p.m., Person Recital Hall. February 8th, process series, New Works by Student Composers, 7:30 p.m., Person Recital Hall. February 11th, Women's Choral Showcase, Area High School's Choruses Join the UNC Women's Glee Club, 8 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. For further information, call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, all concerts are free admission. Duke Performances, Bang on a Can All-Stars and special guest Glenn Cauchy of Wilco. Music by Steve Reich, Glenn Cauchy, Michael Gordon. Friday, January 28th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. The admission is $38 to $32, Duke students $5. With a potent blend of intensity, authority, and abandon, says Vanity Fair, the world's leading contemporary music ensemble turns out full-throttle performances as refined as they are exhilarating. Here they team with Cauchy, drummer-percussionist for Wilco, in a program featuring compositions from BOAC co-founder Lang Cauchy and Reich, the iconic composer-percussionist who inspired Cauchy's own experiments. At the crossroads of Wilco's art rock and Reich's revamped classicism, Reich's 2x5, written for two electric guitars, keyboard, bass, and drum kit, closes the program. The program is Steve Reich, New York counterpoint, Michael Gordon for Madeline, Reich 2x5, followed by intermission, then Glenn Cauchy, Reich, Clapping Music Variations, Reich, Music for Pieces of Wood arranged by David Kosen for drums, Cauchy, Snap, Cauchy, Mobile. The participants are Ashley Bathgate, cello, Robert Black, bass, Vicky Chow, piano, Ian Ding, percussion, Derek Johnson, guitar, Mark Stewart, guitar, Yvonne Zaporin, clarinets, and Glenn Cauchy, guest percussion. Pit seating will be available for this performance. Please check with the box office for availability. Ciampi Quartet, Concert No. 3, Haydn, Barber, Beethoven, Saturday, January 29th, 8 p.m., East Duke 201, that's the Nelson Music Room. Admission is $20, $5 for Duke students. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. Guest artist, Valentin Lansrain, baritone. Founded in 1965, the Ciampi has been Duke's resident chamber ensemble for more than four decades, turning out bracing performances of new and classical programs with genuine warmth and effortless coordination, says the New York Times. The program is Haydn, String Quartet in G Minor, Opus 74, No. 3, The Rider. Barber, Dover Beach for Baritone and String Quartet, Opus No. 3, with Valentin Lansrain, baritone. And finally, Beethoven String Quartet No. 12 in E-flat Major, Opus 127. Wayne Shorter Quartet, featuring Shorter, Danilo Perez, Brian Blade, and John Patitucci. Friday, February 11th, 8 p.m., Page Auditorium. Tickets are $46, $38, and $22. Duke students, $5. For half a century, Shorter's been jazz's greatest living composer, says the New York Times, and one of the most original thinkers in music, according to NPR. He played with Blakely and Miles, then broke from Miles' legendary second quintet to follow a new vision, founding Weather Report and leading that institution for 15 years. Since 2001, his newest all-acoustic quartet has been one of the most important working groups on the scene today, says All About Jazz, with three next-generation heavies dialed into the great man's charts, sparking a chemical interplay that's explosive, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. Jazz's preeminent saxophonist and intrepid astronaut navigating the musical cosmos with improvisational brio, according to Billboard on Wayne Shorter. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Duke Events. Bang on a Can All-Stars Open Coaching Session. Friday, January 28th, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. Bang on a Can All-Stars will participate in an open coaching session with the Duke New Music Ensemble, DNME. DNME and its Intergalactic Astro Infinity Jukebox, Sunday, January 30th, 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., Nasher Museum of Art Auditorium. Admission is free with museum admission. The Duke New Music Ensemble, DNME, directed by David Kirkland Garner, presents a concert of covers by Duke University composers, performed in conjunction with The Record Contemporary Art and Vinyl exhibit at the Nasher Museum of Art. For information for this event, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Organ Recital Series 2010-2011, Sunday, January 30th, 5 to 6 p.m., Duke Chapel. Organ recital presented by Dr. David Arcus, Duke Chapel Organist and Associated University Organist. All are welcome. For more information, call 919-684-3898. Chinese New Year Holiday Concert featuring Joy Recorder Ensemble. Duke Hospital Lobby, Friday, February 4th, noon to 1 p.m. Admission is free. Enjoy traditional Chinese music as the Joy Recorder Ensemble plays in the hospital lobby celebrating Chinese New Year and the Year of the Rabbit. Chinese New Year, or Spring Festival, is the most important of the traditional Chinese holidays and is on February 3rd, 2011, this year. The Choral Society of Durham Chamber Choir presents Chamber Choir Concert with Mellarmé Chamber Players, J.S. Bach Cantatas, Rodney Wincoop Conductor, Sunday, February 6th, 3 p.m., First Presbyterian Church, East Main Street, Durham, general seating. $18 general public purchase in advance. $16.20 for groups of 10 or more purchased in advance. All tickets purchased at the door will be $20. Following on the success of last year's historical Bach concert, the Choral Society Chamber Choir, Rodney Wincoop conducting, again joins the Mellarmé Chamber Players for a program featuring cantatas of J.S. Bach, A Heart That Knows Its Living Jesus, and the funeral ode for the Queen of Poland and Saxony, Let Princess One More Ray. The concert will employ Baroque performance practices and instruments. Last year's concert sold out, so don't delay purchasing your tickets. Tickets for this event are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. We move now to the North Carolina Symphony. Rising star Biba Scride joins North Carolina Symphony for Slavic Drama, masterworks by Prokofiev, Dvorak, and Carl Husa, January 28th and 29th. Violinist Biba Scride has been hailed as one of the most exciting young talents to have emerged since Itzhak Perlman burst upon the scene. She will soon be joining esteemed company right here in the Triangle as she takes the stage alongside musical director Grant Llewellyn and the North Carolina Symphony for a concert lineup featuring powerful blends of conflict and artistry. The concert, titled Slavic Drama, takes place at Mamandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts Friday and Saturday, January 28th and 29th. Both concerts begin at 8 p.m. The 2001 winner of the prestigious Brussels-based Queen Elizabeth competition, Biba Scride, is quickly establishing herself as one of the premier visiting talents in the orchestral music world. Though only in her 20s, the Latvian violinist has appeared with major orchestras throughout the world, from the London, Munich, and Seoul Philharmonics to the orchestras of Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Houston, Cincinnati, and Detroit. She joins the North Carolina Symphony for Prokofiev's acclaimed Second Violin Concerto, which is followed by Dvorak's bright and evocative Fifth Symphony. Also on the schedule is a work by one of the most important composers of the 20th century, Carl Husa. The Czech composer, who immigrated to the United States in 1954 and has since settled in Cary, wrote Music for Prague, 1968, in vivid protest of the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia. Among the most emotional and poignant pieces in contemporary orchestral music, the work is made all the more relevant by the current conflicts in the Middle East. "I cannot always live in an ivory tower ignoring the injustice," Husa wrote in 1974. "I am not as pessimistic as to believe the ultimate destruction is inevitable. Nevertheless, we do have to stop the senseless barbarism." Thus, musical notes become sounds of protests. Through these sounds, music has its only power. It has no bullets or bombs, no prisons, no death danger. All it can do is, perhaps, to warn what the future might be. Pre-concert discussion on the works and artists with Dr. J. Mark Searcy in the lobby of Mamandi Concert Hall on Friday and Saturday, January 28th and 29th at 7 p.m. Regular tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series Raleigh performances these two nights range from $30 to $60. Mamandi Concert Hall is located in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 2 East South Street in Raleigh. The program is Music for Prague, 1968, Carl Husa, born 1921, Violin Concerto No. 2 in G Minor, Opus 63, Sergei Prokofiev, 1891-1953, and Symphony No. 5 in F Major, Opus 76, Antonin Dvorak, 1841-1904. Lang Lang joins North Carolina Symphony for one night only, special event, January 31st. Global superstar Lang Lang returns to the North Carolina Symphony for a one-night-only performance of Russian masterworks, including Tchaikovsky's incomparable First Piano Concerto. This will be on Monday, January 31st at 7:30 p.m. Music director Grant Llewellyn leads the orchestra in this special event concert at Mamandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Heralded as the hottest artist on the Classical Music Planet by the New York Times, Lang Lang has played sold-out recitals and concerts in every major city in the world. He appeared in Time Magazine's 2009 list of the 100 most influential people in the world after over 5 billion people viewed his performance during the opening ceremonies of Beijing's Olympics in 2008. More than 40 million Chinese children have learned to play classical piano, a phenomenon labeled the Lang Lang effect by the Today Show. More recently, he performed as a guest soloist at the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize award ceremony and concert for President Barack Obama and was named an official worldwide ambassador to the Shanghai Expo. He joins the North Carolina Symphony for a powerhouse concert lineup that opens with three Russian masterworks, Mussorgsky's Night on Bald Mountain, Borodin's In the Steppes of Central Asia, and Russian-Armenian composer Aram Khachaturian's Suite from Masquerade. Then Lang Lang takes command with Tchaikovsky's sensational Piano Concerto No. 1, a composition deemed unplayable when it was first submitted by the composer. Lang Lang received a roaring ovation for his performance of the work during the New York Philharmonic's New Year's Eve concert this December. "Because I can," Mr. Lang's playing said during the second movement's brisk prestissimo, and you had to agree he could, wrote New York Times critic Steve Smith on January 2nd. "You were swept up in the finale's exultant brio." This will be Lang Lang's second guest appearance with the North Carolina Symphony. He performed Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto with the group under the baton of guest conductor Peter Ongian September 19th to the 20th in 2002. It was one of the most electrifying performances in our very new Mamondi Concert Hall, recalls symphony patron Samuel Sugg, while longtime symphony supporters Sherry and David Hauser called the concert one of the highlights of our symphony experience. Tickets to this one-night-only performance with Lang Lang on Monday, January 31st, range from $75 to $125. Again, Mamondi Concert Hall is located in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. The program is Night on Bald Mountain, Modeste Mussorgsky, 1839 to 1881, arranged Rimsky-Korsakov. In the Steppes of Central Asia, Alexander Borodin, 1833 to 1887. Suite from Masquerade, Aram Khachaturian, 1903 to 1978. Number 1, Waltz. 2, Nocturne. 3, Mazurka. 4, Romance, and 5, Gallop. Piano Concerto No. 1 in B flat minor, Opus 23, Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, 1840 to 1893. Number 1, Allegro non troppo e molto maestoso, Allegro con spirito. 2, Andantino semplice prestissimo. And 3, Allegro con fuoco, Lang Lang piano. Dance in Music, 2010-2011 Fayetteville Series. Thursday, February 3rd, 8 p.m., Reeves Auditorium, Methodist University, Fayetteville. 2010-2011 Friday Favorite Series. Friday, February 4th, 12 p.m., Mamondi Concert Hall in Raleigh. 2010-2011 New Bern Series. Saturday, February 5th, 7:30 p.m., New Bern Riverfront Convention Center, New Bern. All three of these events are Valentina Lisitsa Piano. Sarah Hicks handpicks a program of wonderful music that inspired or was inspired by the pinnacle of the classical dance form, renowned soloist Valentina Lisitsa performs Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 2, while the orchestra presents legendary works including Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun and Stravinsky's Firebird Suite. Borodin, Polovitsian Dances, Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 2, Debussy Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, and Stravinsky's Suite from the Firebird. Tickets for the Fayetteville performance are $28, for the Raleigh performance $25, and for the New Bern performance $25 to $40. Continuing with the North Carolina Symphony, it's Liszt and Shostakovich, 2010-2011 Southern Pines Series, Thursday, February 10th, 8 p.m., Pinecrest High School Auditorium, Southern Pines. Peter Donahoe, piano. The North Carolina Symphony explores the two sides of Shostakovich through the triumphant, festive overture and hard-hitting 10th Symphony. Renowned British pianist Peter Donahoe anchors a marvelous night of music with Liszt's Second Piano Concerto. Shostakovich, Festive Overture, Liszt, Piano Concerto No. 2, Shostakovich, Symphony No. 10. Tickets are $25 to $40. Festive Anniversary, 10 Years at Mamandi, 2010-2011 Duke Medicine Classical Series Raleigh, Friday, February 11th, 8 p.m., Saturday, February 12th, 8 p.m., Mamandi Concert Hall in Raleigh. Peter Donahoe, piano. This program celebrates the 10th anniversary of the opening of Mamandi Concert Hall, the North Carolina Symphony's home since February 21st, 2001. Both of the works on the first half of this program were part of the grand opening gala concert. Shostakovich's Symphony No. 10 is being heard in Mamandi Concert Hall for the very first time. The symphony last performed the work at its final subscription concerts in Memorial Auditorium on January 26th and 27th in 2001. Shostakovich, Festive Overture, Liszt, Piano Concerto No. 2, and Shostakovich, Symphony No. 10. Tickets for this event on February 11th and February 12th are $30 to $60. For tickets and more information, visit the North Carolina Symphony at www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. We move now to the Town of Cary Marvelous Music Series. The Herbert C. Young Community Center is transformed into an intimate concert hall for incredible evenings of entertainment featuring internationally acclaimed touring groups. For information on the following concert, call 919-319-4560. All shows are held at the Herbert C. Young Community Center, which is at 101 Wilkinson Avenue in Cary. And this concert is called Chapter 6, Friday, February 11th, 7:30 p.m. Professional a cappella ensemble Chapter 6 hails from Illinois and is composed of 6 vocalists and 1 arranger. Their shows feature a lighthearted, high-energy blend of pop jazz harmonies. Their diverse repertoire ranges from American popular songs, including Gershwin and Stevie Wonder, to original compositions and melodies. Tickets are $18 for adults, $16 for seniors age 55 and up. The Cary Town Band is reminiscent of the turn of the 20th century bands led by Sousa, Goldman, and others who popularized band concerts all over America. Presenting concerts recreating that bygone era, the band plays marches from many nations, circus music, waltzes, rags, polkas, famous overtures, and other pops, classical music, of the 1860s to the 1920s, with an occasional nod to more modern fare. The next concert is Vienna, City of Dreams, Friday, February 11th, 7:30 p.m., Senior Center, Bond Park. Open seating, free admission. Bond Park is at 120 Maury O'Dell Place, Cary, North Carolina, and it's located within Bond Park. The Senior Center is located within Bond Park, which is at 801 High House Road between Cary Parkway and Northwest Maynard Road. Vienna, a city of romance and intrigue, of theater and music, of grand balls and folk dancing, of hopes and dreams. Come spend a winter evening with the band as we celebrate Vienna over the centuries, the home of and the inspiration for some of the world's greatest music and musicians, with overtures, grand waltzes, polkas, and marches by von Supp, Strauss, Fusik, and Translateur. And you must not miss the special presentation by Herr Professor Dr. Ingenieur Hans Stettelmeyer, who will reprise his entertaining, humorous, and informative accordion lecture from little German band Heimatabends in 1979 and 1982, including his performance of Vienna, the City of Dreams. Join us for an unforgettable evening, recalling wine. And here's something extra. The Chapel Hill Community Church Concerts Series. The Kruger Brothers, Saturday, February 5th, 8 p.m. The Community Church Concerts, 106 Purefoy Road, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 the day of the show, and they're available at www.communitychurchconcerts.org or by contacting Ginger Long at 919-656-6274. Bluegrass artists and international award winners, the Kruger Brothers are just about as fine a band as I've ever played with. I love to play music with them, says Doc Watson. Some call it jazz, some call it classical, some call it bluegrass. Certainly the music of the Kruger Brothers is all of that and more. Experience what happens when these innovative and soulful world-class virtuosos put on one-of-a-kind performance that your audience will find breathtaking and unforgettable. When you listen to the music of the Kruger Brothers, you can't help but be amazed by the sheer depth of their artistry. Originally from Europe, now living in North Carolina, they were first introduced to American audiences in 1997, quickly gaining the attention of fans and the music industry alike. Drawing on a rich cultural palette, theirs is a music that celebrates the best of what music can be, exciting, engaging, intelligent, and delightful. In an ever-expanding body of work, Jens Kruger, banjo vocals, Uwe Kruger, guitar lead vocals, and Joel Landsberg, bass vocals, personify the spirit of exploration and innovation that forms the core of the American musical tradition. Through their numerous CD releases, radio and television performances, workshops, and collaborative efforts, the Kruger Brothers, powerful artistic statement, inspires and enlightens. The Kruger Brothers personify the spirit of exploration and innovation that forms the core of the American musical tradition. Their original music, composed by Jens Kruger, is crafted around their discerning taste, and the result is unpretentious, cultivated, and delightfully fresh. For more information about the concert series and upcoming events, visit www.communitychurchconcert.org. Fine gourmet coffees and fresh baked desserts are available. Free parking, and the community church is located off Mason Farm Road, just south of the UNC Hospital. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.